Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be with you once again this morning. And today, I want to share some few things from the scriptures with you. And I've titled the message for today, An Understanding. And for the next few days, I'm going to share along this line. It's so powerful. I believe that God is going to use it to be a blessing to you and help you understand Him even some more. Hallelujah. Now, if you read in 1 John chapter 5, from verse 20, He says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Hallelujah. Such a lovely scripture. He says, "And we know that the Son of God has come." Of course, Jesus Christ has come. There are those who hold that Jesus Christ has not come in the flesh. The Bible says that anyone who says that Jesus has not come in the flesh is not from God. No one can say that Jesus Christ is God except the Spirit of God moves him to. You see, He has come in the flesh. He says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding." So Jesus came to give us an understanding. "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding." He's giving us an understanding. He gave us life and He gave us an understanding. In John 10:10, the Bible says that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I'm come that you might have life and have it to the full. That was what Jesus said. Since He came that He might give us life and have it to the full. Now in this place, He says that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding. He has given us an understanding. You see, the word understanding is dianoia. That's a Greek word, dianoia. And it means a way of thinking. It means a mindset. It means a way of analyzing things. Hallelujah. So He has given us a mindset. He has given us a line of thought. You see, He has given us a line of thought, a way to think. Oh, that's so wonderful. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, He says that, "Who has known the mind of the Lord that He might instruct him?" Then He lets us know that. He says, "But we have the mind of Christ." The day you became born again, you receive the mind, the mindset of Christ, the way of thinking, the way Christ thinks. That is the kind of mind you have. That is why when you read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible lets us know that we have not been given the spirit of fear or of timidity, but we have been given the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. The word sound mind there means a disciplined mind. Other version says we have been given the spirit of a disciplined mind. We have the mind of Christ. We have the thought pattern of Christ. That is so wonderful. Hallelujah. I have a disciplined mind. Say to yourself, I have a disciplined mind. It's an understanding. It's a way of thinking, a line of thought, you see. And there are so many things that goes into that line of thought. And for the next few days, I'm going to be sharing with you. But today, I want to share concerning one side of it. If you continue reading in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, He says He has given us an understanding. He has given us a line of thought, a way of thinking. He has given us a mindset. We have the mind of Christ. That's so lovely. I can talk about that the whole day. He says that we may know. He has given us a mindset so that we may know Him that is true. Then He says, "And we are in Him that is true." This is what the mindset is. He says, "We are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Jesus Christ is the true God. That is the mindset that we have. The fact that Jesus Christ is the true God. And the fact that we are in Him, that is true. You see, so when you think about God and you think about Christ, we are in Christ. If any man be in Christ, you see, we have become one with Him. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. We are one with Him. That is the mindset that God has given to us. The fact that we are one with Him. We are not aliens. We are participators in the divine nature. You see, He says that we are participators. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 mentions the fact that we are participators. We are participators in the divine nature. We are not spectators. We have the life of God in us, and we have become one with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We are joined with Him. We have one spirit with Him. Oh, praise the Lord. So we are not aliens in a divine nature. We are one. We are in Him that is true. This is the mindset. So walk around every single day knowing who you are, knowing the fact that Christ is God. That is the truth. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He's the true God. And His eternal life. And we are in Him that is true. Says, and we are in Him that is true. We are not outside of Him that is true. So wonderful. When you read in John chapter 15, He mentions the fact that He is a vine and we are the branches. You see, we have the same life with Him. We are in Him. We are not outside of Him. So never think of yourself as being outside of Him. You are in Him. Hallelujah. And that is the mindset that He has brought us. The fact that we are in Him. We are secured in Him. We are secure in Him. I have the life of God working in me, and I'm in God. I'm in Christ. I'm hidden in God. I'm hidden in Christ. That means that nothing can touch you. No devil hatched out of hell can touch you. No demon that has been sent by anybody can touch you. There's nothing that can destroy your life. You are hidden in Christ. You are hidden in God. You are in God. There's a mindset. It's a line of thought. So walk around every single day with that way of thinking. I'm in God. I'm in Christ. I'm not ordinary. You see, we are in Him. We are not outside of Him. That is the mind that God has brought. That is the mind that Christ has brought. I'm in Him. So I walk around every day confident because I'm hidden in Christ. My life is the life of Christ. And I'm in Christ. I'm one with Him. Oh, hallelujah. Say to yourself, you are one with Him. You are not ordinary. This is the mindset to carry every single day of your life. It's a special mindset. It's a mindset that Jesus Christ came to die so that you might have. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. And keep walking in that mindset. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.